With October approaching, high school football teams are preparing to launch their postseason runs. A few schools are also going through homecoming festivities. But in two schools in the central part of the state, a longtime homecoming tradition is getting careful scrutiny. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt has a look.
The Pierre and Stanley County school districts are separated by the Missouri River, the Central and Mountain Time Zones, and, of course, the Hughes-Stanley County line. But the two districts share a tradition among some students. You find a cheap car, paint it in school colors, and ride around with your friends. They're known as GovMobiles in Pierre, after the governor's nickname for their teams. Over in Fort Pierre, the Buffaloes ride in BuffMobiles. Stanley County Superintendent Joel Price is in his first year with the district, but he has heard stories about the vehicles that concern him.
I know they've been around for a number of years, and I know that it seems that as the years have gone by, they've become more and more of an issue regarding safety and some of the problems that have occurred in Fort Pierre, and then sometimes there's things that happen in Pierre. It's just kind of gotten a little bit more difficult every year.
BuffMobiles and GovMobiles concern local law enforcement as well. They want to make sure the autos meet minimum safety standards and have warned students of $120 fines for each mechanical violation. That means no bald tires, no boarded up windows. In short, a vehicle has to be roadworthy. Price says he has heard a number of students have been hurt from use of the vehicles.
Again, this is all anecdotal. What I was told a few years ago, someone fell out of one and broke their arm. And then there was a case here a while back where they were shooting paintballs and a student was hit in the eye and lost their eye.
Price says while he can't forbid the BuffMobiles, police can and will crack down on problems caused by the tricked out autos. As far as the game goes, the Stanley County Buffaloes have won 3 straight and sit with 3 wins and 2 losses. The Buffaloes meet Kadoka area tonight in Fort Pierre. Pierre Superintendent Kelly Gloat did not return a request for a comment. The Governors are home tonight against Sioux Falls, Washington. Pierre's record is 2-3. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbolt.